Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Horror at the Store is sponsored by FYE. You can check them out in-store or at FYE.com for some of the coolest horror merch you can find. Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. Again, didn't stutter. Let's go. Woo! Gonna be another great episode because, of course, he's here. He's amazing. He's the best. Give it up for Jake Lewis.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Jake Lewis here.
Damn straight it is.
Welcome to Horror at the Store.
Shit's about to get
real. Thank you for
spooky,
having me.
Yes. I don't know why I waited for that long, but I did.
Spooky.
Spooky!
It was a pregnant pause. Had people on the edge of their seats.
As they should be with this podcast. Yes. You never know what we're going to do. Keeping you on your toes.
Keeping you on your toes. I'm so excited for this episode.
I was really excited to talk about this with you.
I didn't know what to expect. I was blown away by Terrifier 2. I saw it by myself.
Same.
No one would go see it with me. I went to the theater, a packed theater, by myself, and was just giddy laughing.
Yes.
I was blown away, so stoked for this episode.
That is how I like to see every horror movie. It's by myself in a packed theater alone. There's a different type of horror when it comes with that.
Right.
When you go with somebody, it's you have them. Oh, if something's scary, you can like grab them or like say something funny to like ease that tension. But when it's just you and it's terrifying, you're in that world and nothing will take you out of it except people talking, which the three movies I've seen in theater for this podcast, every single time someone's been talking or on their phones right in front of me, like the whole time.
No, I swear that is my biggest pet peeve. It nags at me, and it shouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, I should be able to let it go, push it all out. There's a giant screen in front of me mm-hmm. that has all these speakers, but still, the one little thing. But I'm so bad. It's like someone opening a candy wrapper. I'm like, stop.
I'm like, pick the right time. You pick the quiet moment.
Yeah.
Don't pick,
yeah, like the...
Anyway.
We're in a positive place here. We saw a great movie. We're talking about a great movie.
And... we start off with the log line of what we thought Terrifier 2 was going to be about just off of the title alone. This isn't actually what it is, but I said, a scared little boy fights for his life as school bullies try to make his life a living hell in order to make the football team.
That was a roller coaster.
Yep.
The thing is, I did not know where that was going.
I didn't either. When I wrote it, I was like, I don't fucking know.
The football team. See, I saw Terrifier. So when I heard Terrifier 2, I thought, okay, it's going to follow either one of two paths here. We could follow the sort of Halloween 2 thing mm-hmm. where, oh my God, we thought he was dead. and his body is missing. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he goes to the hospital where the survivor is or the survivors are, and he finishes the job, and it all takes place in the hospital, which I kind of thought was the straightforward way to go.
Yeah.
So I thought it was going to be that. Or you go the route of like, maybe Art the Clown is misunderstood. You know, and we have the Maleficent route.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like, or the Wicked route where you're like, maybe he's just,
He's just a kooky guy.
He's just a kooky guy.
He's just a kooky little clown guy.
You know what I mean?
He's just
looking for a friend.
Yeah. He got his friends and, Jesus Christ.
Art the Clown. He got his friends and Jesus.
And he found,
and he found Jesus.
The two means to Christ. he's now a man of God.
From the start of this fucking movie, from the fucking start, okay? So the movie opens and we see a chef in a kitchen.
Yes.
And Art the Clown is coming after him. Art the Clown is fucked up. He's missing an eye. Art the Clown is the killer, yes, by the way. He goes to the scared chef in the back of this kitchen, bashes his head in with a fucking mallet.
Yes.
Until it's completely flush with the ground. Just bash, bash. And it's the opening of the film, and you're seeing this graphic.
You can't forget this part.
No, this is my favorite
part.
Okay,
go ahead.
Oh, no. That's my...
He takes out his eye. And puts it in his socket.
And puts it in his own socket.
But he doesn't... The weird part is that he doesn't make a sound. He just, like, smiles and, like...
Well, that's the greatest part of it. He's a mime.
He's literally a mime, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, but also terrifying.
Yeah, so he puts an eyeball in his own head, okay? So I don't know what to expect at this point.
Yeah.
Again...
Like, anything can happen.
I was, like... already looking around at strangers in the theater. I was like, this is amazing. And then he goes from there to a laundromat because he's covered in blood.
And he just...
strips naked.
Butt ass naked.
Yeah.
And then he starts seeing this little girl.
As he was naked.
And he's playing patty cake with her.
Okay, I want to get your reaction to this. So when he first sees the girl who... The little girl... It is like a mini me Art the Clown.
Yeah,
she has the smile,
and her
hair is
like up in a ponytail, but like only half of it. But then like this is so it looks like this.
And she has like, the painted clown
and
face,
like...
and she's smiling. At first, I didn't know what to expect, and then she periods for like a good 30 seconds.
Yeah,
she starts like you see her. He's naked. He's looking at her, and she starts fountaining. I think it was black though.
Yeah.
Black period blood out of her dress just for like a good 30 seconds getting all over the laundromat floor.
And he's just smiling and like, okay, this is happening.
And
I guess
he was like clapping and with joy.
Yeah.
Did you think, because I didn't know at first, I thought, I'm like, oh my God, the twist of this one is that he has a daughter.
Yeah. And then.
Did you think that she was real from the onset, like when you first saw her?
I thought she was like a kid because it was around Halloween, obviously. I thought it was a kid who was like, oh, I'm dressed up as this serial killer from the first movie.
But then the period.
I honestly might have like put that part out. I don't remember that for some reason.
There's so much violence and so much heinous things in this that I swear some of it. It's an assault on your senses.
Yeah. The first movie, I was not a fan of. The only thing I remember from the first movie is that woman being hung upside down.
And sawed down the middle.
Like vagina saw just
and then you
straight
see
down.
All the way down until he's
and they,
at her
and
face.
And they show it, which is, I'm like, the special effects, like, I just kept being like, this is a great special effect. But at one point, I'm like, this is a lot.
Yes.
But
first one I wasn't like I was like it was a run of the mill slasher movie. This movie is 2.5 hours long.
It was so long
But it was 2.5 hours. It's an epic.
Every single kill was like just more and more and more. And it was like honestly, like the rules of like, oh, like you get stabbed here, you die in 30 seconds. None of that exists here. It's like they're gonna skin you alive. Take your organs out, everything's slit, But you're still going to be breathing.
You're still going to be breathing and feeling it, which is insane. And so, yeah, that scene, fun fact, Damien Leone, the guy who wrote and directed
yes,
it, also amazing. Did all the special effects himself. And that's how they were able to
that.
Afford to do the first one and this one. He did all the special effects himself. He
Holy
built it all.
Shit.
Did all that practical fucking blood and gore.
He's a genius.
I know.
Oh, my God.
If you can get Damien Leone on this podcast,
Damien Leone, if you're listening to this, please come. We need
please.
You.
Please. And I need to be here.
And if, hey, Terrifier corner. 3, you need a new final girl?
There you go. That final girl.
Or Kill Me. Honestly, you could do that. I would love that. I would love
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
They were so, okay. We haven't even gotten.
I know. We haven't gotten into anything. Let's keep going. Let's keep going.
So this girl who's got a septum piercing, her dad died. Oh, no. And she's trying to live a normal life, but her brother's really into serial killers. And he's the casting of the brother is he actually looks like he's I think he actually is 11, but
yeah,
he looks
he's
like an actual
gawky,
kid.
Skinny teen.
And I was like, you look like everyone I went to
yeah.
middle school with.
And no, yeah, like he and so he's kind of fascinated with he wants to dress up like art for Halloween, mm-hmm. which obviously. They all think is twisted because they think Art the Clown is dead.
Mm-hmm.
But in this town, he massacred people
yeah.
horribly just a year before. And the town is still kind of shook from it.
And trying to heal, but like they can't
yeah.
because Halloween is there.
And now it's Halloween.
And now it's Halloween. And apparently her dad killed himself.
Yeah, killed himself. We find out later it was like a brain tumor that he started losing his mind and was drawing like
yeah.
a lot of
but
lot
he
of
was
pictures.
Drawing a lot of art.
And so that's
like Art the Clown, not art. Also art too, but
yeah.
like art. And
but he was drawing Art the Clown and he was also I mean, I don't maybe we'll get to that
yeah.
later.
And what is the main girl's name?
Oh my God,
what
I can't believe I don't
name?
We have to look that up.
I have to look that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, look that up. She was amazing. In it, by the way.
She was really good. I honestly, yeah, I liked her. What the fuck is her name? Oh, Sienna. Her name's Sienna.
Sienna.
I kind of got annoyed with her a lot.
Really?
And I was like, I don't like you as much. I honestly, at that point, when it was like halfway through the film, I'm like, I want everyone to die. I want Art to just go ham because Art was so funny. So she is making this Halloween costume based on one of her dad's drawings.
Yeah, so her dad always draws her as this like really powerful character, this girl with a sword. And
yeah.
She has like a Xena sort of thing.
It's like a vibe. And like, you know, Sienna's like, made everything from scratch.
I've been working on it for months.
Yeah. She falls asleep with the candles
oh,
on.
Oh, so this part. So when she's falling asleep watching the TV, and you notice that there's a weird cartoon
yeah.
of a bunch of nuns being murdered by a Tommy gun.
Which
okay?
you know that they made
they
that
They made themselves.
Cart.
There's no way.
I was like, I love that. That's what I want. I love doing in like my own films is like making them watch something that like you made
yeah.
or like something chaotic. I love doing that. It's just like a little
It's little, just a little yeah.
Little Easter egg. It's great.
And,
but
and then they go from that to a commercial for a
like a kid
a clown it's called the Clown Cafe
yes the Clown Cafe
yeah
and then her dreams the dream sequences were weird
but I fucking loved it
they like took her into this like
it was a 10 minute long dream sequence
it was insane and they're all like yay we're gonna meet Art the Clown yay and like these kids and like
so
she's
yeah
got, like,
when she falls asleep
stocking.
Like she almost falls into like what she's watching on the TV so when she falls asleep she her dream she's at the Clown Cafe
yes.
which they have this song like everybody at the Clown Cafe
yes
Clown Cafe and they're all singing about the Clown Cafe and they have these kids that are played by grown adults
which I thought was hilarious I was like we don't want any kids in this film just because that was and then they had the one kid who was like I'm gonna eat cereal yay and then
yeah
Art comes out on a tricycle
yep
And just, he's like, hi, I'm here. And he starts giving the kids gifts like candy
mm-hmm.
and lollipops and da 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 da. And he gets to her and he gives her a box. What's in the box? A beating heart.
A fucking beating heart that starts oozing this black shit all over her.
And then he pulls out a Tommy gun? And it's annihilates.
It's the same as the nun.
Mm-hmm.
So she was falling asleep to the TV, and you're supposed to think, oh, maybe all these thoughts kind of came to her head.
Yeah.
But you have to understand that this is like, yeah, it's a 10-minute sequence. He guns down all these kids with the Tommy gun.
Yeah.
We got to move on from this scene. Because
you're like, dear, I could go on forever.
Talk about this.
Okay, so Tommy gun, she wakes up. And, oh, so everything's not what it seems. There's a little boy who's, like, eating cereal that's, like, glass or whatever. And she's, like, trying to escape the dream because everyone has just been killed by Art and the Tommy
gun. And then he gets flamethrower. And he's about to flamethrower her when she grabs the sword from her costume and blocks.
Yes, and the sword her dad gave her. And it was, like, a weird, like, sci-fi thing where she's, like, I'm gonna fight back. And then she wakes up and her room
is on fire
and her costume is burning. And her mom's like, why are you doing that? You're so...
Yeah, the mom is brutal throughout this whole thing.
Not a nice person. We also have to talk about the victim from the first movie was being interviewed and she assaulted and like just... destroyed.
That's the one.
The anchor woman.
Yeah, destroys the anchor woman, and that's in the first movie, which I thought was interesting. Like the mangled face girl in the first movie, and does kill the anchor in the first movie. So I was wondering. I was like, are these movies happening at the same
time?
Same timeline?
Yeah, sequential.
That's what I kind of thought was happening. But then we get to, how much more steps do you have before we get to that first kill?
We're not even at the first kill. We got to go. Yeah. So, oh, my God.
So we can talk.
What was the first kill?
Okay. So first off, there's, I believe the first kill is in the Halloween shop.
Yes. Oh, my God. This is the one I want to talk about because it has the funniest sequence. So Art comes in there and Sienna's like, I need to find new wings. So she's in there with her friend.
She needs new wings for her costume.
And she's in there with her friend and Art's in there and she's like, oh, my God, I know who you are. You're Art. But she, like, doesn't, you know, she's, like, freaking out. But she's
because
like,
she's
hey,
having
like,
dreams about him.
Yeah. And, like, hallucinating him. And she goes to, like, the checkout. And Art is trying – behind this – and I was, just, like, trying to find a clip of this because it's so fucking funny. Art is trying on glasses behind her. And every time they cut back to him, he's, like, doing something quirky. So he'll have, like, flower glasses and he'll be like –
yeah.
And you're just like, what? It's just so hilarious.
So
and she's
insane.
Like, oh my God, I'm so scared. I'm like, no, you're not. That's hilarious. I would laugh. I'd be like, you're awesome, clown. You're doing great. That's you did your job of making me laugh.
Yeah.
That's so funny. And he tries to buy, what did he try to buy?
They said, hey, you can't blow on that. He was
blowing
the party blower thing. And the guy after Sienna leaves, he realizes he's like, all right, I'm going to pay for this and is trying to pay for it. Doesn't have the money, but essentially brutally fucking chops off the head of the store owner.
Yeah.
Like chops off his fucking head.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
It was wonderful.
And then when people are looking in, he's holding the severed head and pretending that he's one of the scare mechanisms
yes.
inside.
And there's like a child who's like, "Mommy, look!" And yeah. she's like, "That's creepy." And he's like, "No, it's awesome." And Art's like, and then he chucks the head somewhere, yeah. and it was so. So amazing.
But if we, like, just for the sake of time, because we need to talk about this scene.
Yes.
Okay, so Sienna has a group of friends.
Yes.
Okay? Sienna has a group of friends. Who? They all think she's crazy because she's starting to talk about Art the Clown. Her brother showed her dad's old art book, which had a bunch of pictures of Art the Clown,
yeah.
which is why the little boy is interested in it. But he's also telling her, hey, this picture of you in that epic thing, he's
yeah.
like, I think that you're involved with this Art the Clown thing. In
yes.
some way. Anyway, while she's finding this out, her friend gets a knock on her door
and it's
during trick-or-treating during Halloween.
And it's Art.
And it's Art.
And he just wants some candy. And she's like, you're an old man. And he's like, and he's like, has his trash bag full of weird things. And he's like, you don't get candy. You don't fucking get candy. Leave. And then he keeps knocking on the door. And she's like, no, leave. And then later in the night,
he comes into the house. So she goes downstairs. She sees there's the glass window door is broken in the kitchen. And he just casually walks into the kitchen and grabs a knife.
I think he starts cleaning it or something. Mm-hmm. He's like doing something so casual. He turns to her and she just... Like, at that point, you could have, like, quietly gone upstairs, like, locked the door, tried to, like, you know, get out. She just stood there and stared at him. I'm like, you deserve to die at this point. Goes upstairs.
First thing that he does to her. So he chases her up the stairs. The first thing he does to her is he grabs her hair, chops her eye down.
Yes!
From this side of the fucking face. Cuts her eye in half.
Oh, my God. There's a silent film that we watched in... I forget what it was. No, it's a,
Is it a French film? I'm trying to think.
Yes, where they slit the eye mm-hmm. like that. Oh my God. Nope.
They go for the eyes a lot.
They do. Movie. They were really like, you know what? Eye special effects. I got it. But yeah, they slice her eye and then they scalp her head and just annihilate her.
So they
but
go
she's
from
still alive.
Scalping her head to cutting off the skin of her back.
Mm-hmm.
Then after all of that, you think, oh my God, she has no scalp. Her back is cut up. And he grabs her arm, snaps it.
Yeah.
And starts snapping it back and forth to where he just pulls her arm off.
Which was hilarious.
And then, yeah, and she's spewing blood. She's screaming. And you think, okay, that's the end of the kill. He walks out of the room. And then you see that she's still alive. And she's crawling.
Oh my God.
And then he comes back.
With salt. And just starts rubbing it.
He starts throwing salt on her
and
she's screaming,
he's like
and
laughing.
And he pours bleach on her.
Oh my God.
Bloodied body.
And then her mom comes home, goes up to see her, and
oh wait. Before that, he grabs both of her fingers on either side of her hand, like she's doing like the Spock, like
yes.
Star Trek thing, tears the arm in half. Okay, now continue. Sorry.
Yeah, I blacked a lot of this out. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, God. And her mom comes home and comes up the stairs, and she's just like, oh, my God. And, you know, Art's like, what is he doing? Like, playing with her flesh.
And
I
so
love that.
Her stomach.
He said
this
so casually.
Yeah.
Playing with her flesh.
And it looks like she's dead, right?
Yeah.
She's missing half her face.
And then she just goes, Mom.
She lifts up her face with half her face fucking missing.
Mom. And at that point, I'd be like, "You're dead. You're gone. You're like, there's no coming back. I am out of there. I know you were my daughter, but
you're done."
And then, of course, Art gets her as well.
Cuts off her head.
He's now the owner of the house and is like, "Let's do trick or treating and have her head be the bowl."
Yeah, he starts giving kids candy out of the severed head. Severed head.
And it's like casual. And okay, so let's jump a little bit. So it's Halloween night.
Wait, the mom kill. Sienna's mom kill. Do you remember this one?
Yes. We're doing the I think, is that after the Halloween party? Or that's during the Halloween party?
That's during the Halloween
party. Yes. So they go to a Halloween party. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about this because her friend drugs her with Molly. She's like, yeah, you're not have a fun time. You always have panic attacks. Let's do some Molly. And I'm like, oh, that you're a shit friend. You just drugged your friend. But honestly, that character was so funny.
She was great.
She was so, I was like, I wish you were the I was main? Like, I wish she was the main know, girl. The other one was like so that. Dry.
I
didn't believe that she was really scared of Art. Yeah. It felt like it was kind of forced, which is fair. But he's terrifying.
Yeah.
And so her mom calls her and is like, her brother has run off because he
trashed her car, but like he didn't actually trash her car. The clown, Art the clown, is basically making the brother look bad in front of her mom, and he keeps getting in trouble. So he runs away from the house, and they have whipped cream. Art made it so whipped cream was covering her car, and she thought that her son did it.
And she's going to clean it, and she does, you know, she wipes it away, and of course Art's sitting there
and blows her head off with a sawed-off shotgun.
Just clean off.
Fucking clean off.
And I was like, damn, okay.
And then the little boy comes home.
And then the little boy comes home. And of course, Art has made a lovely dinner. He's made some mashed potatoes. Mommy dearest is sitting at the head of the table.
He put her head back together so that he could set her up to sit at the front of the table.
And like she's like, yo, you want some mashed potatoes? And starts feeding her mashed potatoes and smashing her head in.
Smashing mashed potatoes into her head.
And it's like there's like mush of a head. So it's mush on mush. And the kid's just standing there like, I'm like, run. Run, run, run. Any of you, run. Everyone in this movie deserves to die because they don't run. I'm like, you see something bad. Why would you stand there? Go, get out. I don't.
Classic,
I hate everyone
movie.
Here. I hate it. I'm like, Art, kill them all, please. And he basically does. But he goes upstairs. Like, the little boy's like running upstairs. Art's like, I'm going to chase you. Da-da-da-da. And he injects him with a needle,
fucking syringe.
He's going to need a tetanus shot. And then he's like knocked out. And then this little demon girl, they're in a van. And this little demon girl is calling Sienna, and her name's actually Brooke, the mean girl.
The demon girl, but the demon girl is Art the clown's little demon girlfriend.
Yes.
Is calling Sienna pretending to
be. I wouldn't say girlfriend, she's a child.
Yeah. Little girl. Whoa. I was saying little girl. Comma friend.
Copy that. Okay.
You know
cool.
what I mean? Or, yeah. Girl space friend.
Girl space friend. Child friend.
Child. Friend.
Imaginary friend? Honestly, is she even real?
No, I think she's imaginary. But also, there's a lot of different stuff to get in here. We're trying to cover a lot because it's a 2.5 hour long movie,
people.
It's
a long movie. It's such a long movie. It was so good, though.
It was so fucking good.
And, okay. So they're like, we gotta go. Or the demon girl imitates the little brother's voice, and they're like, oh, we gotta go, you know, save my brother. He's at the carnival.
Yeah, he says, you gotta help me, Sienna. I'm at the carnival. Like, you gotta come to the carnival and help me. So Sienna and her two friends drive to this carnival.
And Sienna just books it straight in. Brooke and her boy toy immediately are like, we're horny. We're gonna have sex. And I want to point out that the guy's shirt, what did it say? It said just the tip, but it had a knife that had a little thing in it. And he goes to take a pee, and he gets his pee-pee chopped off.
Yes, so he goes to take a pee outside the car, and not just chopped off, he gets it ripped off of him.
Yep.
And then he slams the penis on the side of the driver's side window to scare the girl.
And like punches through the door, drags her out. And, of course, there's an epic chase scene with her. And she does, Brooke is like, you know, I think she gets stabbed a couple of times. And she does the most smart thing I've ever seen. The most smart? Is that grammatically correct? I don't care.
The most smart thing I've ever seen.
The smartestical thing I've ever seen. She takes off her heels.
And runs.
I was like, you're smart. Slow, but smart.
And also then she also like trips, like she got her leg stabbed somewhere in there.
And she gets, so they go into there's a ride called the Terrifier, and it's like a haunted house. Yeah. But that haunted house was like, for a carnival, that's a good haunted house because normally they're shit.
Yeah.
But this one was terrifying, literally. Yeah. And that's it. That's the movie, kids. And they go in and
she goes into the bathroom and
scene, like,
is
the, yeah,
brutally fucking annihilated. I don't even remember what fucking.
I don't either. I, like, again, I think I blacked a lot of
this
out.
I think he bashes her head in. He beats her chest open,
yes,
with something and then takes out her fucking heart and eats it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Which I didn't know he was a cannibal up, like, until this point.
Well, hey, nothing is off limits for art. The world is his oyster. And then Sienna's, like, running through the fucking...
Yeah, so Sienna is in the costume that she was destined to kind of,
yes,
wear by her dad.
Xena, whatever.
And so, and the boy is telling her, essentially, as she kind of finds her brother, and the brother is saying to her, like, I think you were meant to be here. I think the dad is telling you that you were the only one who can stop art.
Our dead dad is telling you this is your destiny.
Yeah, this is your...
Sienna, this is your destiny.
Destiny.
I was like, this is a lot... We're leaning into a lot of this lore. And I was like, I
dig it.
I was like, this is weird.
I loved it.
And then Sienna finds, you know, Brooke's dead body. He's like, oh my God, Brooke. Like, freaks out. He sees her brother, finds her brother. They're, like, running from art. They get separated together. And then it's the final showdown of art and Sienna.
Well, that's the thing, too, is remember he's whipping them.
Yeah, he's whipping them. And you see...
scissors with a whip that has scissors at the end of it.
Yeah.
So he's whipping both a
small... And you see them whip a child.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, they have no limits here. I mean, obviously they wouldn't, but I was like, normally in a horror movie, you don't show dead kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, we're going to beat the shit out of this kid and
show
you.
We're going to whip the shit out of him with a fucking scissor whip. It's insane.
It was gnarly. And then Sienna is like, she's, like, really, really injured, like, really fucking bad. And she's, like, crawling towards Art. And she just sticks a pole down his mouth, I think, and just, like...
Yeah, so basically she's about to, like, she dies for a second.
Yeah.
And she falls down this, like, pit. And then she has, like, this crazy dream sequence again.
Oh, where because... She realizes... Because Art stabbed her with her dad's knife.
Sword. Yeah, sword.
And the powers be that are in the sword gave her life.
Yes.
Again, and gave her powers. And she's like, I'm powerful.
And she comes up and saves
her
brother.
And just annihilates.
Chops his head off.
And just fucks him up.
So chops his head off.
Yep.
Little girl.
Demon girl.
Walks away with the head. End of the movie, as it seems.
Yes.
Did you stay for the after credits sequence?
Full after credits?
There's
or just
fucking...
or yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure because at my screening they
I stayed for that too.
They were like, oh, there's a like a Q&A thing. I missed that because I walked out and I was halfway down the stairs.
I have some things to say about that too.
But you're like, oh, this is the ending, happy ending, because they're like hugging. They're like, we made it, we survived. Nope. The survivor from the first movie whose face is annihilated is in a mental hospital or, like, institution asylum and is just painting the wall. She's just like, whore, fuck,
well, and she's painting
ass,
it with, like,
blood.
Gnarly period blood. That's
because, no, it's not period,
not period blood. No.
The placenta. The placenta. Because she's pregnant with Art's head,
yes,
and gives birth to Art's head.
Gives birth to a live Art's head. That's
and
kind
he
of
like smiles, and then the nurse screams, and like that's the end.
That's Terrifier 2.
That's
everybody.
Terrifier 2.
I'm sorry, we jumped around a lot. It was a mess. I don't know if anyone could follow any of that.
We didn't, but it was fun.
But it was 2.5 hours long. It was a fucking epic.
It was.
I just want to say this right now, okay? This movie had lore. It was like this weird sort of like, it was Damien Leone like really just after that first one just going, I'm going to go real weird with it. I'm going to involve this crazy lore. I'm going to have 10-minute long dream sequences. The kills are going to be absolutely insane. And what I found out after staying after the movie for that behind the scenes is the reason that that first kill scene with the salt and the girl who was getting scalped, and the reason why it was so long is they started filming that kill scene, and in the middle of that kill scene that they were filming it, quarantine happened. And so they were like, The only thing you guys can do is pretty much film that scene that involves two people in a bedroom. So Damien Leone was like, okay, so I'll just make this kill really fucking insane. And so we spent months building all of this crazy violent like stuff.
Shit.
He built a robot. That girl who, the girl when she woke up and said, mama, and half her face was missing, that was a robot.
He's so talented. Goddamn.
And so that they filmed that kill scene for like days and days and days.
That's insane.
Yeah. It was amazing.
That's psychotic
Inspired,
and wonderful.
Inspired. 10 out of 10. I loved it.
It was fantastic. I gave it a 9. I don't think I've given a film a 10 out of 10, but I gave it a 9. It was so fun. I don't do well with gore, and I did get a little bit nauseous, but it was so funny that it made up for it. Like, art's, like, obviously this movie is gruesome as fuck, but it's so hilarious, and just, art's just a goofy, he's a goofy guy. He's a goofy little guy, and it was such a fun movie.
It was so much fun, and, like, I was reading, what made me really want to see this movie a lot was I was reading the bad reviews, and the bad reviews were... It's appalling. It's perverse. Your body isn't ready for what happens to bodies in this movie. Like that
and
was
you're
one
like,
of the bad
this
reviews.
Sounds like something I want to see.
I was like, that sounds intense. That sounds insane.
That sounds like I want to watch that.
Damien Leone, my hat's off to you, all right?
You're a beast.
You're a beast.
We love
Come
you.
On the show. Get him on the
I'm
show.
Get on the show, please. I would cry. That'd be amazing. Or put us in Terrifier 3. Put both of us in Terrifier 3.
Both of us, please.
We're both actors.
Both. We can be the brother and sister combo.
Yeah. Murder us. Do it.
There you go.
We dare you.
You can be the adult version of the Art the Clown little girl.
Oh, fun. She grows up.
She grows up.
She grows up to be a normal girl. She grows up to be a normal girl. Thank you. Oh, I have demon hair? Thank you.
Yeah, I think so.
That's so
I think you can pull it off.
Thank you. Well, you're amazing. Thank you for being here today. Do you got anything you want to plug?
Go to the Lewis Brothers video channel, okay? We have a lot of great stuff coming out. The Cowboy and the Samurai is on there, a short film that we just made. Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff on there. Check it out. Subscribe.
Woo! Hell yeah. Well, thank you for being here. And thank you to our sponsor, FYE. You can shop them in stores or at FYE.com. And I keep looking at this because I always forget what it says. It says slay all day. Damn straight, because we're going to slay all day. Thanks, guys. Stay spooky.
Thank you.
You can follow us on Instagram at Horror at the Store. And you can follow me as well at KT Hetty.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.